If we are truly loved and capable of functioning in loving relationships, what else really matters? What else is there? But if we are able to glory in and share in the love around us, then we shall have found the key which makes life worth living. Humility is truth. To be humble is to know the truth about our limits. The truth is that some things are unchangeable. Talk doesn't cook rice. The primary task of human beings is to creatively work at making their lives a remarkable thing of beauty. Life is the medium and we are the canvas. We can visit with friends and family and not try to win a verbal exchange. What is worse is losing both ways, making our choices and then denying ourselves the pleasure of those choices. Life demands laughter, relaxation, and the ability to play. Joy is the freedom to do what needs to be done. What could be more valuable than peace of mind? Truly, no human condition is more desirable. Peace is the reward for turning our lives and our wills over to the care of God as we understand Him, so we can do what is necessary. How often have we given our all to change somebody? How frantically have we tried to force a loved one to see the light? Today I will focus on changing myself and entrust those I love to the higher power who loves them even more than I do. God has said He loves us. It is often the little things that count. Inches make the difference. Every day is new, fresh and shimmering with possibilities. Hey, I'm hurting. I've been having a bad time and I need help. Would the earth tremble if we said it outright just like that? The I can people are the ones we want to spend time with and use as models. More of the same gets more of the same. Security based on our own belief in ourselves and our ability not only to cope and survive, but to celebrate life is the only security that lasts. As hard as it may be for adult children to learn they can trust themselves, it still is the only lasting security. Walt Disney went bankrupt 7 times before he met with success. Moving on to a new place, a new state of freedom is being born again. We so often end up attracting and being attracted to people who have monumental personal problems. If we want our children to walk tall, laugh happily, and sing joyously, we ourselves must do these things for them to see. We take responsibility for things we can't control. That's what playing God is. Can we care enough to let others make their own mistakes?